So the first piece of legislation that protects the consumer is the Sale of Goods and Supply of Services Act 1980. So this piece of legislation comes underneath five different headings. And these headings are going to be broken up into 1, goods, 2, services, 3, redress, 4, responsibility of the seller, 5, guarantees and warranties. So let's have a look at goods. So goods, there are 4 items underneath goods. And these are, 1, goods must be of marketable quality. So this means that the good must be of certain standard and quality considering the price paid. So goods must be undamaged and be able to use them. Okay, so it must be of certain standards. So it must be of marketable quality. 2, goods must be fit for purpose. The good must do what it's supposed to do. So it must do what it says in the tin. For example, a kettle must boil water. So 2, goods must be fit for purpose. 3, goods must be as described. So the goods must match the description that is given by the salesperson, the packaging, or the advert. For example, a waterproof coat must keep the rain out. Goods must match sample. So when the item you are giving should be the same as the item you are shown. For example, if you order a green carpet from a sample, the same type should be delivered. The second one, services then. So goods must be provided by someone who has the necessary qualifications and skills. For example, if you want wires put into your house, the person doing the job must be a qualified electrician. The job must be completed with due care and attention, and the goods or raw materials that are being used must also be of merchantable quality. Redress then, 3. So under this legislation, if you purchase a good that is faulty, you're entitled to 3 R's. So if you have a problem with the good, this is how you fix it. 1, refund, that you get your money back that you paid for the item. 2, repair, the item is repaired free of charge. And 3, replace, you're entitled to a new or an alternative product free of charge. If the shop offers you a credit note, you have a right to refuse, as this only entitles you to spend the money in that shop. But you might want to go to a different shop. So the 3, redress. So if you have a problem, how to get a solution to it, to redress, 3 R's, refund, repair, or replace. And you don't have to accept a credit note. Then the sales of responsibilities or responsibilities of sellers. Consumer complaints must be dealt with by the supplier, with the seller, because you have the contract with the seller and not with the manufacturer, as you bought the items from the shop and not the manufacturer. The retailer must respect consumer rights when selling goods and services. The retailer can't display signs that limit their responsibility, for example, no funds, no exchange, credit notes only. Guarantees and warranties don't replace the consumer rights, as they are an addition to your consumer rights. Then you got guarantees and warranties. So guarantee, this is a promise by the manufacturer or the company that they will fix the problem that occurs within a specific period, so 2 years, and it's legally binding. And a warranty then, this is like an insurance policy. You can pay a premium and it's legally binding. So it's kind of extra insurance that you have on the product itself. So 5 items that you need to know underneath the Sale of Goods and Supply of Services Act. The headings are the goods, 1, goods, 2, services, 3, redress, 4, responsibility of the seller, 5, guarantees and warranties.